The White House calls it unacceptable. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Four U.S. citizens kidnapped in Mexico after driving over the border.
Our thoughts are with the families of these individuals, and we stand ready to provide all appropriate consular assistance. U.S. law enforcement is in touch with Mexican law enforcement.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the State Department and Homeland Security are also coordinating with Mexican officials. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn calls the incident shocking, but not completely surprising.
Everybody knows that the cartels control the plazas, which is all of the area along the northern border, and that they demand payment from the migrants or anybody else trying to move things across their territory.
Mexico's president says the Americans had crossed the border to buy medication and were shot at in a minivan before being abducted, also suggesting a case of mistaken identity during a confrontation between two groups. U.S. officials have not confirmed his statement. The FBI offering a $50,000 reward as the search continues. The wing of a passenger jet clips another plane's tail. At Boston's Logan Airport, the FAA investigating the incident, which happened this morning, involving two United Airlines flights preparing for departure. One was being pushed back from the gate by a tow tug at the time. There were no injuries, but passengers were removed to be placed in different aircraft. This just days after a near-miss incident at Logan. The NTSB investigating another Norfolk Southern derailment in Ohio, involving more than a two-mile-long train over the weekend. No hazardous materials leak in this one as cleanup continues from the wreck last month in East Palestine.
The one thing I want to make sure is that at the conclusion of our process, that our recommendations are not ignored.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy also tells Washington Post Live residents shouldn't have to wait years for rail safety improvements. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The White House calls it unconscionable that girls in Iran may be poisoned for trying to get an education.
As Iran investigates the poisoning of schoolgirls around the country, there are new alarming details. More than 1,000 little girls have become sick across the country. And Iran's interior minister this weekend announced that investigators have found suspicious samples in their search, saying that this has happened to children in at least 30 provinces and more than 50 schools. So it's still unknown who was behind these attacks, but all of this started in the fall, just a couple months after protests began across the country to support women's rights after the death of Mahsa Amini, the 22-year-old woman who died while in custody of the country's morality police.
Fox's Alex Hogan in London. The White House calls for a credible, independent investigation and accountability for those responsible. A suicide bomber on a motorcycle kills 10 police officers in Pakistan. Officials say 12 more were wounded as the bomber rammed a police truck. A newly formed militant group claiming responsibility just hours later, though ISIS did as well. An emergency landing blamed on birds.
Southwest Airlines says a flight that left Havana for Fort Lauderdale Sunday experienced bird strikes to an engine and the aircraft's nose, causing an engine to catch fire, forcing the aircraft to turn back and make an emergency landing in Cuba. Passengers can be heard panicking in cell phone video shared online as smoke filled the cabin. The plane landing safely and no injuries were reported. Southwest commending its crew, saying, "We apologize to our customers for the inconvenience and have reached out to address their needs and offer support." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
An hour to the close. Wall Street hanging on after paring earlier gains. Right now, the Dow is up just 6 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.